This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell. We are joined by Salem High football coach Matt Bouchard. And Matt, you guys are coming off a loss last week, but it was a hard-fought game and really could have gone either way against Lynn English.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm really proud of how our kids fought. I mean, I think, you know, when we talk about things, you know, within your circle of influence and what you can do to win a football game, I think our kids did everything they could.
Now, your quarterback, I guess, had not been playing before, but he's an impact player, Espinal.
Yeah. Without question, I think, you know, last Friday night you got an opportunity to see what he can do when a play breaks down, right? And he's somebody that, again, if you don't contain him on offense, you know, I mean, he had probably, I think, two or three runs over 40 yards that night. So.
And he connected. You know, he's missing with some passes, but did then connect with the big one and so on. So the pass is out there.
Yeah, no question. I think that, you know, he's an efficient passer. I think, like anything, we went up against a good football team. You know, they were taking some things away. But when it really counted, especially towards the end of the game, you know, the defensive group as well as the offensive group, I mean, they really were hitting in all cylinders when we needed it the most.
Yeah, and I always look for little moments in games where, you know, they score and then you could be down, but you weren't down. You know, you battle back. And those you guys were responding to moments in the game and never got too far but down.
No, and I think the thing is that the confidence in the locker room at halftime was through the roof. They really felt like, again, there were a couple breakdowns, you know, things that were fixable and things that where we weren't taking advantage of opportunities. And in that second half, we started taking advantage of those opportunities and those little mistakes we kind of cleaned up.
All right, so now you're taking on Classical, a team that's going to be, you know, probably on fire Friday night, having lost themselves last week with their first loss.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this part of our schedule is tough. You know, we obviously played the conference champions of the Tier 3 last week. This week we got Tier 2 champions. But we're excited. Again, the same thing, I think, coming off a tough loss, having a quality opponent in front of you, again, it's something you can't take a break. You know, you have to get right back at it. And the same level of intensity, the same level of passion going into this week is what I'm seeing. You know, so they've rebounded, you know, and they're doing the things they need to do to come out and be successful this weekend.
And, Coach, finally, looking at your team on either side of the football, even though it was a one-point loss, what were some of the positives, maybe some from individual performances?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we already spoke about Anaudi. Anaudi, you know, again, he did a great job managing the huddle, you know, in the fourth quarter, really kind of taking what they gave us, you know, both in the option game and the passing game. But again, we were leaning on, you know, the running backs. But I think the other thing we talk a lot about, I mean, that offensive line, you know, we controlled the offensive line and defensive line that fourth quarter. And that's I think what really swung and switched that game around.
Right. All right, Coach, good luck to you this week.
All right, appreciate it.
Yep. Salem Coach Matt Bouchard here on MSO News Sports. Lynn Classical head football coach Brian Vaughn is with us. And Brian, some thoughts on this game coming up this week against Salem High.
It's a big game against a very good team. You've been watching them all year. They've been having some success. They played English really tight last week, came down to the wire with an opportunity to win the game. So it's going to be a real hot test for us. And, you know, we got to battle back from our first loss. So it's going to be a fight on Friday night.
How's the team react after that first loss on the road last week?
I think we reacted good for the simple fact, you know, we have a lot of upperclassmen, and a loss is always tough, but I think we understood the mistakes that we made, and it's all about correcting those mistakes, and hopefully we can put ourselves in a better position to be successful on Friday night.
Now, in Salem, they seem to be a pretty solid team. You couldn't really tell sometimes with their opponents that they had been playing, and they got beat up pretty badly by Swampscott a few weeks ago, but they obviously, I think... they were very solid against Lynn English the other night.
Well, I think what helps them is they have their quarterback back, who's I think is a special player. That's someone that we're going to have to keep our eyes on, or he'll do what he does and kind of hurt us.
Yeah, he has the ability to throw the ball, and he also certainly can run the ball. And that's, in fact, when they kept their key running back in check for the most part.
Like I said, they have some guys on offense. You watch them on film. They're well coached on defense. You can see that they're a well coached team, and you know, it's good, like I said earlier, it's going to be a tough one on Friday night for both teams.
Yeah. Coach, finally, let's go back to your team, mentioning a few players. I know it was a loss last week, but were there any individual positive notes out of the game last week?
Yeah. Chase Bono recorded 15 tackles. He's our leader on defense. He's leading the team in tackles. He has 61 tackles, I believe, on the season. And then Malcolm Best ran the ball really well, but unfortunately we had to kind of abandon our run early because we got down early real fast. So yeah. I believe he rushed for 113 yards and 12 carries. If it was a little tighter race, he would have had more carries, but we had to abandon and start throwing a little bit because of the clock.
All right, Coach, good luck to you this week.
Thank you.
Lynn Classical head football coach Brian Vaughn.